When you and your father were very busy, where were you based then? Where was your workshop?
Well, we had an old hall at Wootton called Unity Hall that it's been built on since. When we sold it, well, the building isn't two new houses, but it was a big old corrugated shed. We bought it the same year that we was married. It came on the market. It was a liberal hall. Apparently, the story went that, the builder. What was the builder that was opposite us at Red Road? He had the job of building a liberal hall. And, of course, the Conservatives got to hear about it, and they built the hall up opposite the shops up Wootton High Street. It's now used as a... And that was much superior to what the Liberals could do. So poor old, whatever his name was, had to get the corrugated iron where he could. And when we bought it in the year we was married, 1960, we bought it quite cheap, or we thought it was. We found out that it leaked a lot. We found out that a lot of the corrugated iron was very poor gauge, and it had rotted away. But the rest was heavy gauge. When they'd built it, they'd got all the corrugated iron, second-hand corrugated iron, from anywhere. And some of it was very thick, and some of it was... You could shoot peas through it.
But it was big enough for you to then convert it for what you needed.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, when it was a liberal hall, they finished up having three billiard tables in there. And then when we bought it, they'd moved the one billiard table up onto the stage, and the rest was just open. So the billiard hall, the billiard part, was used a bit by a few locals, and we didn't want to upset locals. I mean, we was our local ourselves. We'd lived in Wootton. It was after we'd moved that we bought it. We were living down here then, weren't we? But we didn't want to upset the locals, so we sort of blocked off the stage bit, and made another entrance at the other end, and they still went on using it. Supposed to put money in a box to pay for the electric, but they were very often a bit short. You was talking about, who was it recommended me? Sheila Coles. Her husband used to make cells, and he wanted somewhere to make cells, so we split the hall in two, and he used half of it to do his cell making in. I don't know how long that went on for, but quite a few years. And that's how we got by, because he could help pay the expenses. I think you had what was called rates, but it wasn't like household rates, it was trade rates.